The name of the story this morning is Tiny Touches. So, hi. Here are the potatoes in their casserole car on their way to the beach for the 4th of July week. And they got up really early this morning to go, and it's a long trip. And the car is just packed full of things. And they started off with Polly and Hammond asleep in the back. Many, many hours later, as the trip wore on, Polly and Hammond had been awake and they were getting bored. And so Hammond had an idea. "I think I will tease Polly," he said. "That will be fun." Do you think that's a good idea? No. So Hammond reached out his hand and reached but didn't really touch Polly. But his hand was very close to her. And Polly looked at Hammond and she thought, "I will just ignore him. I will look out the window." And that's what she did. But Hammond continued to just almost touch her. "I'm not touching you," he whispered. Almost touched her. And Polly found it harder and harder to ignore until finally Polly just screamed, "Stop it, Hammond, stop it." And do you know what Hammond did? He reached out and he did touch her 3 times. "Well, well, well," said Mr. Potato Head. "Do you want me to stop this car and come back there?" Polly stopped crying and Hammond stopped teasing. And after the air calmed down just a bit, Mrs. Potato Head reached over and patted Mr. Potato Head as he drove. That tiny touch was a quiet way of saying, "You are doing a good job driving, and I support you, and I love you." Tiny touches can say all sorts of things. This happened to Jesus, too. One day when he was in a big crowd of people, and they were bumping him all around, people everywhere, Jesus stopped and said, "Well, who just touched my clothes?" And his disciples said something like, "Well, well, well, there are like 100 people pressing in around you to get your attention. I guess a lot of people are touching your clothes." Jesus looked around and he saw a woman who had crept up to touch just the corner of his cloak. You see, this woman had been sick for many years and she had spent all her money on doctors and nobody was able to get her to be better. And so she was sick for a long time. And she believed that if she touched Jesus, because Jesus was a man of God, that maybe if she just touches his cloak, she would be healed. But she thought, "But everyone hates a dirty, sick woman," which was true back then. And so she did it in secret. So she crept over and she dared to touch his robe. And immediately she felt healed. And instead of scolding her when Jesus turned around, instead of shouting at her, Jesus loved the woman. And he said, "Go in peace and be healed." Tiny touches can be amazing. The end.